Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Beijing. He will attend 3 days worth of meetings with his Chinese counterpart on everything from trade to competition to keeping the lines of communication with China open. Record-breaking heat and dangerous temperatures predicted for much of the country in the next few days. In New York City, precautions are being taken to protect against mosquitoes that carry things like West Nile virus.
Trucks from New York City's health department fanning across Manhattan and Brooklyn, targeting disease-carrying mosquitoes with pesticide spray. It comes as the country's former top infectious disease official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was recently hospitalized with the virus. The 83-year-old is now home and expected to make a full recovery.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Army Private Travis King, who bolted across the DMZ into North Korea, is set to plead guilty today to desertion and assault. Unclear how much time in a military prison he could be facing. This is ABC News. The new school year at Rice University, beginning with a tragedy. A junior there, Andrea Avila, one of two people found dead in a dorm. ABC's Jessica Willey.
According to Rice University police, Andrea missed her classes Monday and a family member could not reach her. The relative requested a welfare check at her Jones College room, and around 4:30 p.m., the couple was found along with a note believed written by the shooter. The discovery triggered a shelter in place. The university canceled classes through Tuesday and reminded students of counseling resources available now.
Ukraine getting emergency energy help from the United States. New equipment on the way after the barrage of missiles and drones from Russia targeting energy facilities across the country. It was the largest Russian air attack since the start of the war. And Apple is sending out invitations to a September 9th event. A new iPhone and new artificial intelligence features are expected to be unveiled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University joins us about the new school year, and we talk about the benefits of reading, libraries, and what is on Calvin's reading list. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
That's why we get into the trend.
I understand. It's very aggravating. We don't have mics on. We're all good, Sam. We're all good.
How about I am?
We're good. The music's very loud.
That is so sweet.
There it is. Did you think we weren't hearing ourselves, or we didn't know we were?
I was really confused because usually people stop talking when they hear the music.
Starts, yes.
Yeah.
No.
You had every right to be confused.
He is so worked up already.
I was worked up, and I was not aware that we were going down the air right away. I wasn't looking at the clock.
Or listening to your headphones. Yep,
the headphones were turned down completely, as they always are.
Yes. And
as well as they should be.
They should be.
We want to save the diaphragms in the in the cups. I don't know. I'm so done with that.
All right. Good morning, John Peterson.
Good morning to you. Look at you, big, sunny, bright, shiny face in front of me, which, you know, I'm not used to, and I'm not even sure how to take that anymore.
Poor Gordy has got...
Gordy is out today.
He has
a few things that he's got to take care of.
Yeah, I think it's bird flu again. Yeah. I'm going to go with bird flu.
Bird flu?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what you had, right?
No.
Is he going to Venezuela, too?
He's going to Venezuela as well.
Oh.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to send him to Venezuela for treatment for bird flu.
Is that what Fauci has right now?
No, he has West Nile.
There we go.
Yeah, he said that... Well, I think it might have been your story, John. He said it was the worst illness he's ever had.
Yeah.
And did he ever get COVID?
I think he did.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get certain variations of COVID, but in this case, the bird flu, I mean, that's it. You know, it's one thing, and it's a very difficult sickness to deal with. Yeah. So he's got that. And we'll get to that, I think,
sometime today
in our story today.
We got that. Okay.
I hope.
And you've got a new feature?
Yeah, we're going to open up with a new feature on the program because we get so frustrated when we walk in here. You know, we have CNN on and we're watching the headlines and the chyrons and all the news that's, you know, fit to print today anyway. And we want to be the first on it. And a lot of times it's not just because we want to be the first ones to talk about it, but it is also frustrating. And I'm so tired of being manipulated by the media. I'm done with this.
Whoa, we're the media.
We're being manipulated by the media with
different.
The headlines.
We're built different.
Yeah.
We are.
Well,
what are you talking?
We're the honest media.
Oh, he's so mad, Don. I can't wait to hear this.
But, you know, we have to kind of hold off on our new feature because we have the most important part of our program. We always open the program with the most important part of it. People set their day to this.
They do.
It is the National Day Calendar.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to do it today because Gordy's not here.
Yeah, I'm not making one up.
No, okay, you've got one. All right.
These sound made up, so why even make one up?
Okay, we're just going to do the actual.
We're just going to do an actual National Day calendar because it's so damn important. So let's just go into it. It's National Peach Day. National Peach Day.
I happen to love peaches, and even though they have fuzz, I don't like nectarines more, but it has to be the perfect peach.
I think they're both the same.
They are the same?
I know they're slightly different, but I think they're both exceptional fruits.
They are exceptional.
Now watch, somebody will say it's a vegetable.
You don't eat them, do you? You don't eat yeah, right.
Well, I had a peach for the first time in like 10 years a couple weeks ago, and I forgot how good they were. When I was a kid, I hated them, and they grew on me eventually, but I got to start buying them more.
Now, as an agricultural state, as much as we are here in Wisconsin, and I know peaches are not a thing, but maybe somebody in agriculture can explain to me why one day you bring home 4 peaches and they ripen just perfectly and they drip all over you and they're extraordinary. And the next day you go back thinking, I want more of those. And it's meal. It's mealy. It's dry. Why does that happen just like that?
Yeah, well, could be the temperature, heat.
Why are they still growing them then? Stop growing them the moment they're pick them and stop it.
See, the thing is, people get sour on peaches because they're never the perfect ripeness. So they get angry about it. They never buy them again. They avoid them. Don't even take a chance anymore. You know, they don't go to the produce department and squeeze a few to see if they're perfect because they don't want to even try it. They know they're going to be like baseballs, right?
Yes.
And no one wants to try them again. So you kind of put it off in the back burner. Now, I've been into Costco. I live at Costco.
That's where I spend most of my time.
And there they have, every once in a while, they just have these big, huge boxes filled with peaches.
10
and they
peaches.
Are absolutely perfect. Every one of them is perfect.
For 2 weeks.
Well, no, it's not. That's the problem I have with these perfect peaches that you can get at Costco.
Yeah.
They're all perfectly ripe.
Yeah.
They're just the way you want them. But if you delay and you don't eat a peach, maybe 2 peaches a day,
yes.
By the time you get to the last 2 or 3, they're mealy and they're just, you know,
so mealy
not worth
is something
eating.
That can happen to all peaches. It's not just a generation or a week.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, it's over. Peaches are over. Stop buying them this year.
Yeah, it's a conversion of sugar in them.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst.
National Peach Day.
Yeah.
Celebrate one of the summertime's most scrumptious fruits known as the peach.
That's a word I don't hear too often is scrumptious.
Yeah, I know. Summertime brings plenty of opportunity to enjoy fresh fruits, especially flavorful, juicy peaches. Local farm markets and orchards are...
You're channeling Gordy
This is so horrible.
Cracking me up. Trying to be Gordy Young.
There is no way to not sound like Gordy reading this stuff.
Thanks. We need that. Is that Gordy singing?
This is Peaches from the Mario movie.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, God. You know that song, do you? You heard it because you have boys.
Yeah, boys.
The Mario movie. You probably went to it.
Well, I never pay attention to the games that they play.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a guy that will never, ever play a video game. And they know it. I won't do it. They have kind of cornered me into it every once in a while with my wife, and we sit there and we play it because, you know, they're kids and we want to be a part of their lives.
Even back in the day, like when video games were new, you never played them?
No, I had to help him with his games.
Well, I know, but like before you had kids, back in like the 80s, you never played video games?
Well, I did only because the radio station sponsored something called Tomfoolery's, and they had video game arcades at the time, and so we had to go there and sponsor it and be a part of the arcade experience, you know, putting a lot of money in,
yes.
A lot of change, but Then my sons, you know, became old enough to have video games, and they were just really into this stuff, Minecraft.
Oh, yes.
And so we're sitting, we're playing with them, and we're doing this stuff, but I can't warm up to video games. I cannot do it. I don't have the attention span for video games. It's not my thing.
Okay, so is it your wife's thing, though?
No, because no, they got no. It she from doesn't. Somewhere. No, they no, got no that. It's their thing.
It's a Gen Z thing.
No, it's a Gen thing.
Yeah. It's a gentle thing.
So what happens is now, I'm keeping up on high-tech stuff all the time. I'm finding out that as a senior citizen, they're recommending that seniors start playing video games.
Really?
To keep their mental acuity.
Not
all right?
Word games, video
no,
games.
No, video games. Huh. Now they're telling seniors to keep their mental capacity going if they can play some video games.
Okay, but like what kind of video game? There's so many different kinds. Like, are they advising you to play Call of Duty or something like that?
Yeah, hunting people. That sounds like a very active game.
What do you think senior care is calling me up saying, you know, okay, John, we know you're a senior. We've heard you on the air. Please, you know, start playing this game
Here's
and
your
that
AR-15.
Game. No, I'm not in contact with them. I don't know. And someday, you know, I'm sitting in a facility, you know, in a chair that I can't move out of. They're going to push me in front of a video machine, and I'm going to sit there, you know, playing a game that I hate to do. And I have no – look, they'll say, oh, well, he's losing in mental capacity. He can't play the game. No, it's because I never like playing the game.
I don't want to. I'm not going to. Well, do you do any kind of word games or anything like that that teaches your brain?
No, I hate games.
All games.
I will not play games.
What do you do with your time?
Lots of things.
Like, what do you do that
things
keep...
that don't
he prepares for this show? That's what he does.
Well, actually, you read.
Voraciously. All I do is read all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
except,
your wife is writing, so
except
you
I don't
have...
read my wife's novels, and
no!
that's always a real big sore spot. Oh God.
Are you in them?
No.
Not even a character.
Not in the porn ones either.
Oh.
Okay, I've helped her with it, but, you know.
Okay, wait a second. We got to dive into that just for a quick second.
What?
Your wife writes porn novels?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
They're romance novels.
Well, no, they're porn. They're humorous porn.
Okay,
They're comedy. It's comedy. She writes it with a male author that she knows, and he adds all this crazy stuff, you know, as only a male could. But, you know, she adds in the more sensitive
She has the
parts.
Romance. He brings up the
romance.
Sex.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And one of my mother's old friends, Joyce. I loved Joyce. Joyce and Jeff, great couple. They had a boat just like my parents did, and they were very romantic. Mm-hmm. And we all knew it as kids. They wanted to go to bed early. They were done with us by the end of the night. And she told me that, what is that? Gray's, not Grey's Anatomy, Gray.
50 Shades of
Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. She's like, it's a romance. I'm like, Joyce, that is not a romance. That is anything but that. But she was like, no, you've got to read it the right way. Oh my God,
Melinda,
she was 85 when she said this to me.
It's Melinda Duchamp is the author's name.
Melinda Duchamp.
Sounds fancy, doesn't
it? It does.
But it's
and French and romantic.
It's Anne and her writer friend.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to go find these books. Anne, I'm going to read your books.
Yeah.
Late at night by
myself.
It's crazy
stuff. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Takes off on Alice in Wonderland, at least the first in the series does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Pots de Cream Day.
Oh, you're going back to the calendar?
National Day calendar, Pots de Cream. Sets the table with delicious custard dessert. Collect your ramekins and enjoy your pots de cream.
Yeah, it's time to go to break.
I can't believe that's the way you pronounce it.
Do we got to get Julian on it to tell us how to pronounce it?
Maybe. Lord. National Just Because Day, and I'm not going to get into the reason why. It's self-explanatory.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. John Peterson, I'm Catherine, and we'll be coming right back with Trending.
Yep.
Trending.
Trending.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show. And Gordy is out today, so it's Catherine Lake. And, of course, Catherine's been in here, so I'm not going to say she's filling in. She's oftentimes our guest.
Hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out. Well, you didn't have anything to do this morning, so you got up early and came in. How easy is that?
The alarm went off, and I just looked at it like, I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah, now you know how we feel every morning.
Yes.
That's why we're angry.
Yes.
So we're forced to come in here and do this incredible program that everybody just loves to listen to.
Thank goodness for Sam Davison keeping us young.
Oh, I know. I know. The Gen Z-er is in there just having fun. Okay, we've got, we were looking at the National Day calendar, and there is one day that we are unable to pronounce correctly. It's Pots de Cream.
You're such an American, John.
Pots de cream. I'd like one of those, please.
It could, yeah, in a ramekin, please. So we're going to ask our French interpreter, Julien, to please give us the correct pronunciation if you can.
Okay.
Right.
French in France, it is said as peau de crème. Peau has a silent T. Peau de crème.
Pot de crème. You know, that sounds really good.
And pot is P-O-T-S, so the French just decided S's don't matter because they couldn't say them what?
I don't know.
Well, they don't even like
maybe that's plural. I don't know how you get, how do you make pot de crème plural.
Pot de crèmes.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. You add the E or the S on the creme.
Two of them.
All right, Paul, you get rid of the T and the S, which is so typical of the French trying to make you kind of fool you into saying some letters that they normally would not say.
So
what
mean.
Is with them? Peau de crème. I like that. Now I want to try one of those. You know, they're just looking, you know, custard, chocolate custard, basically.
Oh, now, now it sounds good, but pots de cream does not sound good.
It's pots of cream.
Pots de cream.
It's just straightforward.
I know. What the hell is wrong with that kid? Please, somebody give him a dictionary. Okay. All right. So anyway, Just Because Day, you know, I was just looking at, we were going to ignore Just Because Day because it's Just Because Day. That's it. But I was looking at some of the reasons here, and it says it could be there is an outfit at the mall that you are admiring. Buy it just
because. Because, okay.
Maybe you want to use a vacation day just to go fishing.
Shouldn't,
do it just because.
Just do it because.
Perhaps you would like to play a
video game.
Do it just because. Okay. Simple, you know? It is so simple.
I have a theory about where Gordy is. I think he jumped out the window. Did you see there's a body outline out there?
Oh, yes, there is a body outline.
There's a body outline outside our window.
Somebody fell from our window, I think
that was Gordy.
Yeah.
That's my theory now.
Well, it could be. It could be. You know, people have... Did somebody write something on...
It was actually a former guest on the show who vowed to never come back, so they took the second story exit.
Unbelievable.
Well, we call it the second story challenge.
Well, so, if you find that, give us a call.
If anybody is dumb enough to take that challenge to jump off the second story of this building, okay.
Okay. Sam, remind me of our phone number, please.
608-879-8255.
Or okay. You can just go to the Civic Media app and hit a text or just give us a call. That way it's the easiest way. And plus, you can get the station crystal clear anywhere in the world.
Yes.
All right.
Please take a picture of that dead body outline outside our window and send it in.
Well, yeah, I think it's time to look at something trending because there are current things going on right now that we just want to touch on.
Do we have a theme music for trending?
We do, as a matter of fact.
It's trending.
That's cool.
It's trending.
I thought you were going to say no. You do have theme music. I do it anyway. Nice.
It's trending. All right. Who sings that?
That's Leo Sidran.
Oh!
Yeah.
You guys are cooler than I remember since the last time I was here.
Okay. This is what is getting me a little irritated this morning, and that is that a federal judge in Texas temporarily blocked the Biden administration from granting legal status to unauthorized immigrants married to American citizens. Now, why? You know, it was challenged by the Republicans. The AGs in Republican states challenged this. They thought it was a bad idea because they're against families staying together, apparently, right?
Right.
They say it's an abuse of the immigration system. They should have gone through the other way, other processes, the way it is legally. And marrying an American citizen and creating a family and becoming a family unit and working in this country, that is not the way you're supposed to do it. That is so un-American. It is so wrong. And this is another major distraction. You can tell just from this decision, and this is a judge put in by Trump, by the way. Oh. It's a temporary decision because he's going to look a little bit deeper at it and see if maybe there's something he missed and either lift it or make it permanent and block this thing from happening.
I need to probe. Hold on a second.
Okay, go ahead.
So tell me, you're saying that currently that is a law. There's a green card thing that happens when you marry. There's a movie about it. If you marry and it's legit, you have made a U.S. citizen.
You're not an American
citizen
right away.
You're a legal alien.
You're a legal one, yes.
A legal alien.
You get a green card to work. You can do other things, and you can work the process. Now, the problem with the actual process in place is that you have to leave the country. And what Biden has done is made it legal for them to stay in the country instead of going out of the country, reapplying, and coming back in as a spouse. So he's just made it a little easier, streamlined it. But the Republican AGs in the red states don't want any of that to happen. Now, the forest for the trees here, and this is what bothers me more than anything, is that when you look at the immigration process, Republicans are against anything that changes it. And they're always asking for changes for immigration, right? They want changes, but they don't want any changes at all.
They only want it for themselves. They want to do it themselves, right?
They want to make it impossible to immigrate to this country. They want to block people from coming into this country. That is really, really un-American.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I don't want to sit here waving flags or anything like that, but seriously, we're a mixing pot. We've got a Statue of Liberty that asks people to come here.
Come here.
And I'm just like, I can't understand how this is even possible. It's a distraction again. Forest for the trees. We are preventing them from going out of the country and coming back in. It's not abuse of the process. Is it a change of the process? It's an easier way to make the process work and keeping families together, immigrants in this country, married to American citizens. How impossible is something like that to wrap your head around? Okay.
That's good.
It's one of those things that I just feel strongly about. Now, you know, another ridiculous, unqualified judge put in by Trump is making these decisions in Texas. This is a Texas judge. No kidding. Really?
Yeah, you think? They really will secede. I swear, so they in Florida are going to get together. We saw the movie. They're going to get together and secede.
The other thing, and I know we don't have a lot of time here on this, but
virtually none.
Mark Zuckerberg has acquiesced. He is not going to allow the government to push him around and take bad stories or misinformation off of Facebook anymore.
That's
and he's
next.
Not going to pay for elections anymore.
Right.
And now the Republicans are saying, see, we were right.
Okay. Blood pressure cuff, please. We're going to talk about that next. Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday morning. Farm Rescue is now serving Wisconsin. This is a nonprofit that helps farm families who've experienced maybe an illness, injury, or a natural disaster. The volunteers help with field work, hauling, or livestock feeding, just to name a few of their services. Wade Peterson from Baraboo has been volunteering with Farm Rescue for 4 years. He's helped 26 families through the program. He says it's rewarding work, and he actually takes 2 weeks of vacation every year to help out families in need.
Oh, just meeting the people, meeting the other volunteers. I mean, we have a huge group of volunteers, and I've worked with them from all over. The families that you help, a lot of times we're in real small communities, so we go out to eat. It's friends and neighbors will stop in and say hello. It's truly enjoyable. It can get quite emotional, and I get emotional. But no, they're always thankful, and it's great to see them smile and have a relief off their shoulders that we were able to help them.
Wade Peterson reminds us that on the farm, even amidst a tragedy, the animals still need fed, the crops still need harvested. Farming doesn't stop for anything, which he says is why Farm Rescue is such an important program. Stick around. We'll take a look at our commodity markets next.
The Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam, what I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get to these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a quarter of a cent at 361 and three quarters. December new crop corn is also down a quarter of a penny at 386 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are trading down a quarter of a cent at 959 and a half. November new crop beans down a penny at 979 and three quarters. And cash and new crop wheat is down a penny and a half at 496 and a half. The Class 3 milk contracts are showing strength. The September contract is up 6 cents at 22.60 a hundredweight. The October contract is staying neutral at 23.05 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Pete Schwaba.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
I heard you were popular with the kids.
That's Gordy's little voice there singing. You know that? That's Gordy.
Yeah. WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM and on your Civic Media app. Text us or give us a call and let us know what you think. We're taking a look at certain little things that we noticed in the news this morning. One was trending. That was their new feature.
Right.
And we're still trending a little bit, but...
because you have a little something you want to tell us about.
We want to continue this little rant.
This Facebook
idiocracy.
Rant. Yes.
Okay.
Zuckerberg.
The 21st century began.
There we go.
Human evolution was at a turning point. A dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, well, I'll take that.
Wow.
So we're talking Mark Zuckerberg, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He apologizes for not posting the story about Hunter Biden's laptop. He apologized for that. He's not going to let that happen anymore. He's not going to wait for fact checkers to find out whether that story is true. He's just going to put it on Facebook and let it go.
Get out.
All right, Mark, that's the way to go. That's the right decision to make, Mark. This guy's running a damn company. All right, so anyway, he says that, and then he said he's not going to contribute money anymore to local jurisdictions to support election infrastructure. Not this cycle, anyway. And this is his comment on it. The contributions, which were designed to be nonpartisan, were accused of being unfairly distributed between left-leaning and right-leaning areas and labeled Zuckerbucks by Republicans, all right? Now, Republicans complain about everything. They pick everything apart. They're not happy about anything in this country at all. They're angry, they're bitter, and they're divisive. Okay,
what does that sound like?
So they do this, right? I mean, this is what they always do, this kind of stuff. You just gotta, it's just out there. It's just irritating. We're putting up with it, yes. But we don't take it seriously. Mark Zuckerberg just did. He did. He said this. Still, despite the analysis I've seen showing otherwise, that the Zuckerbucks went to liberal areas instead of red areas, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party or the other. So, my goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another, or even to appear to be playing a role at all.
So he's using his trying to be impartiality, his impartiality,
right,
to excuse letting misinformation go onto Facebook.
Yes.
Perfect.
And letting Republicans who complain and whine about anything that is liberal or left-leaning or woke, he's letting them get to him.
Mm-hmm.
And change his own way of doing things. I think it's ridiculous. And then, of course, this is from the House Judiciary Republicans touting in this in a letter. Big win for free speech Monday night. This is what they announced it.
It's a
Mark
good
twist. Zuckerberg just admitted three things. Biden-Harris administration pressured Facebook to censor Americans. And no, they didn't. They asked that lies be taken off at the option of Facebook. They didn't have to do it. It was just an ask. All right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's one line. The Republican said this. Facebook censored Americans. Well, Facebook is a private company, and it can take this stuff off. It's not called censorship. Only the government can actually censor anyone. All right? That's a government function. Right. Number three, Facebook throttled the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Throttled.
Yep. Mark Zuckerberg also tells the Judiciary Committee that he won't spend money this election cycle. That's right. No more Zuckerbucks. Huge win for election integrity. No. You know, see, now they get to brag about this. They get to say that they were right about this. And Zuckerberg has done everybody,
a disservice.
Harm.
Yeah.
It's sad. And this is what's happened today. And this is why we're looking at the trending information that's out there right now.
He's also the owner because of his purchase, right? Instagram? Is that
Meta owns Instagram?
Meta owns it.
I'm having a hard time with all this, John. I got to tell you, really having a hard time. All the news, they just make new social medias, they just keep making new ones to get around. Facebook is no longer hip. My daughter doesn't use Facebook. She never will.
Yeah.
Right?
Facebook hasn't been hip for a long time.
See, so they're just going to go someplace else. Disinformation is never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's because people lie on the street. They'll lie right to your face. So what's the difference between it being on social media versus being in person? It's just the way of the world these days. I'm giving over to lying, to liars.
When there's a crazy person yelling it on the street, it's a little easier to tell that they're a crazy person, I think.
Yes, yes.
Well, it just seems like Zuckerberg didn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just let things lie and this is all stuff in the past. We don't need to dredge it up again or talk about it anymore. It happened, and it happened for a good reason. Now he's taken it all back, and he's given the Republicans a big win.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the two amendments that passed to the state constitution earlier this year in April or whenever it was, didn't they bar private funding for elections anyway, so it's not an issue going forward in the state?
In this state,
yes.
Yeah. And they're going to obviously starve local elections. And that's their whole point. That's what they wanted to do. They don't want somebody to come in and help out. And because the Zuckerbucks went to Republican counties as well and Republican communities as well. But the Republicans, again, very successful at just focusing on liberal areas. And the media lets that happen. I mean, remember when they just focused on Dane County and Milwaukee County when they looked at the votes in the 2020 election? Why didn't they say, well, let's look at a few other counties as well. Let's make this a balanced look at the election to see if there are any problems anywhere in the state. But instead, they just looked at two, and the media let them look at two, and everybody just let them get away with this.
It's so hilarious to hear a talk show host talk about the media in the third person. Because
we're completely different.
We are different.
We're different.
Civic media is different.
Yeah.
It is different. Everyone seems to know that in the industry. What are you guys doing over there? You're like telling the truth and stuff? Why?
Yeah. Why should we? Why don't we just wait and then we can all take it back later like Mark Zuckerberg is? You know, he can afford to do this.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Now we're going to pay the price for all of these BS lies that the Republicans have been spreading since the beginning of time. And now if we just substantiate it by acquiescing and giving in, it's just, the thing about liberals, they give in very quickly. In a lot of situations.
Because we're empathetic.
Yes.
We're empathetic. We understand.
We were showing a lot of fight now.
Okay.
But
never mind.
But then we have this. This happens.
All right. That's trending. We're going to get to Idiocracy. I'm going to play a little bit of Gordy here. I'm going to do the time And temperature.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's
remember
six,
that?
6:43. Good morning. I'm Catherine. That's John Peterson. It's his show. Sam is on the board, of course. Gordy is out today with West Nile, right? We decided. And he's off to Venezuela to get healed.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's 78 degrees. It's going to be 91 today. This is going to be another hot one. And some severe storms might be coming, the wind being the biggest problem. We'll talk with Brittany about that after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now Idiocracy. What's going on, John? Tell us what's happening.
Well, Mark Cuban, who, of course, does Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And he's been out there. He's a billionaire kind of guy. And he's out there supporting Kamala.
Oh, okay, good.
Absolutely supporting
Go,
her.
Go, Mark.
And one of the things that he came out supporting was this idea. And the media seemed to just, like, not tell the truth about this. Mark Cuban responds to Kamala Harris's economic plan with dozens of tweets saying she didn't mention price caps or price controls. Now, this is a small thing, but remember during her acceptance speech, she brought up a whole bunch of policy issues. And one of them was, you know, bringing the price of products down. And she was going to do that by controlling price gouging.
Pressuring manufacturers.
Price gouging. Going after those who, you know, do something unfairly because they were taking advantage of a situation like, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic. So they're going to take care of price gouging. They're not controlling prices. They're not capping prices. They're just going to control price gouging.
And that's not farmers. They're not the ones doing it.
Right.
I mean, small farms.
But Mark Cuban came out supporting Kamala saying she'd never ever promised to cap prices or control prices.
He came out and said she would not.
Yeah. Well, he's angry just as I would get angry, and I'm still angry about it. The media just lets the stuff slip by.
Okay.
I mean, let the media, it goes out there, it's constant. I have read a lot of stories on this. They always mention that she is going to cap prices. She's going to control prices. And it's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's absolutely
it's not happening.
Incorrect.
Okay.
But they let these kind of headlines get out there. These are elements of the stories. They do not correct themselves or even bring up the fact, like Mark Cuban just did, that she never mentioned it. She never brought it up. She is not promising to do that. It's impossible to do that. You don't do that.
You don't do that.
You can't do that. You can't ask companies to lower the prices. Try doing that. I don't know.
You can't
anybody tried?
But no.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, we have a billionaire finally, somebody supporting what a Democrat is proposing as policy if they become president.
Okay. And he buys out on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the guy, you know, sometimes he can be a real jerk very easily. But in this case, I love the fact that he's coming out and he's supporting Kamala in all of these situations. He wrote this in a text. Are you saying that all 37 states, including Texas, that have price gouging laws, okay, are using them for price caps? See, and that's the thing. We already have price gouging laws in, like, as he says here, 37 states. Mm. And all she's going to do is to make it a federal policy and have the federal government also help out in this case. But he also writes here, or are you telling me that when she said during a crisis she wasn't clear? There is nothing she said that relates to price caps or price controls. And I just love this. You know, this guy is coming out, and he's a very forceful speaker.
Yeah.
He's matter of fact. He's no nonsense. He's got something called a cost plus for medicines now.
Mark Cuban does?
Yeah, he's got an entire company. This is his focus now.
Huh.
And it's supplying low prices, good prices, great prices for generic drugs. And not only is he going with generic drugs and bringing prices down to, like, from $3,000 a month to $25 a month for everybody in this country, he's also going to manufacture new drugs, not just generic drugs. He's going to go after new drugs and bring those prices down to where anyone can afford
basketball guy, Mark Cuban. We're talking about that Mark Cuban.
This guy's billionaire.
He's going to do drug distribution.
Well, he's done it. He's got this company. They're out there. They've got hospital associations buying drugs from his company because they're doing what Biden had done, and that is negotiate prices and bring these prices down to a level where people can.
Is he from Canada?
I mean, how did he?
I'm just saying.
What is this?
That's
crazy.
Doesn't
act like a billionaire.
Oh my gosh! All right, 6:48. We're heading into your health next, or do you want some more idiocracy next?
No, we actually have health. The big story is Elizabeth Warren's out there talking about abortion. And everybody's listened to this comment. I want to play it myself. I want to play it for everybody out there, and it's included in your health.
Life is a game show. Very good. 78 degrees, heading up to 91. Very hot. I'm Catherine. John.
Yes. Hi.
Is in charge.
Oh,
Gordy's out just today. Just today.
I can't take that responsibility.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Like a surgeon, getting for the very first time.
Take a drink from this special cup, Dr. Roberts.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Oh, yes. We got some health news here.
Your health.
Oh, yeah.
651, 78 degrees, heading up to 91. You're going to want to dress in light, flowy layers.
You know, we got to find out what the three-digit temperature is going to feel like.
Yeah.
Right? And we've got to look for that.
It is definitely triple digits today for the heat index.
No, Brittany will probably have that for us.
Yeah, in just a few
minutes. I mean, it's
so
outrageous, right? I mean, you wake up this morning and it's... You walk outside.
It's why you live here. You hate
God awful.
You hate the heat. God. So does my kid. She's just moved up here from Chicago. She is here and she's going to go to school at East next week. And she hates the heat. She doesn't want to leave the house.
I was going to say you got an AC at least, right?
Yep. I'm keeping her at a chill 73.
One of my roommates keeps turning off the air conditioning overnight.
Oh,
and I don't know why.
75 overnight last night.
Yeah.
You'd roast.
Who's doing that?
One of my roommates, and I don't know why.
Wow. Trying to save energy.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Or he wants to be asked to leave.
Male.
Yeah, you guys get overheated pretty easily, don't you?
Some people just don't feel it and can sit outside in this kind of heat and just, you know.
Be fine.
Have fun. Yeah.
I'm afraid of those people.
Yeah, me too.
They don't feel heat. They're made of something else.
I said, you know what? Yeah, I hate dew points, which, you know, is very mucky and humid, right? So I hate dew points. And I said, you know, maybe if we, you know, what do you think if we move out to Arizona like most people do to get that dry heat instead of having this very humid, mucky stuff? And she goes, no. It's never happening. Okay.
Really? She won't go south?
No.
I don't blame her. I don't want to go south either.
But I wouldn't do it anyway because it's stereotypical.
Yes, exactly.
No one's going to accept Yeah, I'm not going to do that stuff.
Okay. This is the John and Gordy Show. It is. Just a fly on the wall.
Gordy is out today, yeah. But Catherine came in unexpectedly.
I did not want to. But now we're on health. Go, John. What do we
right.
got?
All right. Well,
what's happening?
We got something. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren has been out there, and she's been talking about not buying into J.D. Vance's promises and Trump's promises of not proposing a national ban on abortion. Gee, I wonder why.
I can't fathom.
The thing is, this is so obvious, right? I mean, this is just one of those obvious things. We're going to trust them. We have seen what happened in Texas. We have seen what happened in other states around the country. We have seen what they're still trying to do to prevent abortions in this country, going after the male, maybe even taking over Health and Human Services and rename it into the Life Council or some ridiculous title like that. So, yeah. I don't think I would trust Vance or Trump in their promise to say we're not going to ban it nationwide. We're just not going to do it. Well, she is out there. Elizabeth Warren's out there saying, come on, please.
It's every indication is that that's where you're heading.
Yeah. And this, you know, this has made the rounds, but I had to play it because I think it's very important in this health segment to at least be aware of, you know, we're on to the Republicans. Let's play this.
Oh, he doesn't have it.
I don't have 166, John.
Is it called Warren?
I've got up to 165, and I don't have anything from Warren right now. I'm searching in the emails for it. I'm digging through.
All right.
Generally, she's saying, don't be fooled. That's what their agenda is. It's from Project 2025, right. And it's in Project 47, or whatever he's calling Agenda 47. It's in there.
Right. Do you have 167?
I don't have anything over 165. Maybe you did make a mistake not bringing the flash drive in today.
Darn. You know, without Gordy, nothing can go right.
Nothing. You know, Gordy always makes sure that I toe the mark on this program.
Gordy is the glue that stitches us together.
Yeah. Well, not a joke. But I don't know. I'm a woman, and so I should be able to say something about abortion. It is the worst topic for women to even contemplate. There is not a, I can say this, I think, with great confidence, there's not a female on the earth's surface who would take joy out of having to lose a child from her belly. I don't care how it got there.
Yeah.
Even if it was through nefarious means, it's painful from inside out, from your head to your toe, to contemplate. We don't want to do it. We want the freedom to control our own bodies. I'm sorry. That is never going to not be the reason we want to have the ability to have an abortion.
Right.
Control of our own bodies. It's not complicated. Politicians, I'm almost glad you couldn't find this cut on Warren, because even Elizabeth Warren, who I adore, finally got to see her in person. Looks the same as in person as on camera, by the way. She is going to politicize, and it doesn't have to be. It just is simple. Leave us to our own devices. We are not killing babies. We are not doing late-term abortions because we want to kill the baby. We're trying to survive ectopic pregnancies, which I had. In my attempt to be a mom, I had an ectopic. If that hadn't been DNC'd out of me, I would have died of sepsis because it's no longer a viable, it would have exploded my uterus or whatever, my fallopian tubes. This is not about killing babies.
Right. And the thing that it's affected all these other issues when it comes to pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And no one saw that happening. Mm-hmm. So now we have to deal with that aspect of it. And it's just a nightmare. In fact, the next story on this list is leaving abortion up to the states. Now, they brag about this. This is a big bragging point for Trump. But seriously, insurance coverage for abortion care in the U.S. is a hodgepodge at best.
Yeah.
And the patients often don't know when or if a procedure or abortion pills are covered.
Now imagine you can't afford to take a trip up to the next state that will allow you to take your ectopic pregnancy out. You have to travel. What if it's not safe to travel? This is health care.
It is. And I've never been able to understand why it's okay to lose your rights by stepping over a state line. I don't get that. I don't understand why that's okay in the United States. I mean, this is one country.
You just said it. United States. No longer.
It's so wrong that we lose certain rights just because we stepped into a different state with different laws.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No. And it should be something nationwide. It should not be something that is left up to the states. And that's why Roe v. Wade was so important. It was a national thing. It was easy to figure out. We knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it gave flexibility to a lot of physicians out there, but not now. It's up to the states. Let them do whatever they want.
658, 77 degrees. John is on his soapbox, and he's got more for you and Terry Bell with the big story coming up next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, what's grinding his gears and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.